Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We continue in our series on building our trust in God. Today, ignoring the storm and living in trust. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. The miracles of Jesus are astounding. But usually, we see him performing them on his own. Yes, he gave his disciples the authority to heal and cast out demons, but that action happens off stage, as it were. But in the case of one of Jesus' most remarkable miracles, walking on the water in the midst of the storm, there was one apostle who performed that miracle with Jesus. Remember, Peter said, "Lord, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." And Peter, this totally regular guy, good-hearted, but with some issues, actually began to walk on the water. Because if you focus on what Jesus asks you to do, you can do the impossible. No matter what storm is raging, just stay focused on what Jesus asked. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. It was an incredible act of trust that enabled Peter to get out of the boat. But he thought to himself, if Jesus told me I could walk on water, well, that's good enough for me. So I'll give it a try. Never mind the awful death by drowning in the middle of the storm at sea. But Peter believed. If Jesus tells me to walk on water, that means I can do it. And Jesus tells us the same thing in every command he gives. Like, be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. Love God with your whole heart and soul and mind. Love your enemies and do good to those who persecute you. These things seem impossible, but Jesus told us to do so. So, I think it's time for us to stop saying we're not saints, that we don't have what it takes, and that nobody's perfect. Jesus has told us to do this stuff, and that means we can do it. So it's time to trust Jesus and forget about the storm that's raging around us. You can be the spouse he wants you to be. You can be the parent he wants you to be. You can do the job he's called you to do. He asked you to do it. Trust in him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Now, what was it exactly that messes Peter up? Why does he start to sink there out in the middle of the water, out in the middle of the storm? Because he was walking on water, and then suddenly he was sinking. One moment, the water was solid beneath his feet, and the next, it gave way completely. What happened? Peter got distracted by the storm, by the unsolvable mess all around him. And he forgot what Christ told him to do. And he began to rely on his weak human ability alone. He focused on what he could not do, walk on water. And he stopped trusting in the divine power of Jesus, and he sunk. So look, are you spending your time focused on what Jesus asked you to do and relying on Jesus to give you the power to do it? Or are you focused on the storms that are howling all around you? Are you spending a lot of time focused on the evil in the world, the chaos in politics, the scandals in the church? Or maybe you're spending too much time looking at the dysfunction in your own family, or even the mess within yourself? If you are, then let me tell you, if you're spending a big chunk of time focused on the storm, instead of keeping your focus on Christ and what he asked you to do, you are going to start sinking. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Remember what we're on earth to do. We're not down here to worry about the political or economic or church storms that blow here or there, this way or that. And we're not down here to wring our hands about every up and down our family members or friends experience. Our primary focus is not even the storm that is going on inside of us. We are here to get closer to Jesus. That's what our life is for. He has called us to come to Him. And so, we're supposed to come to Him. And we can do that in any weather, stormy or calm. In fact, it's better to go to Him when it's stormy. It doesn't matter what the winds of change are doing in the world or even within us, because we can always keep walking toward Christ, progressing in prayer, in virtue, and holiness. So trust Jesus, forget about the storm, and just do what He told you to do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth meditation. Peter stepped out of the boat because he trusted Christ and knew that he could count on Him. But then he took his eyes off Jesus and focused on the storm, and his own weakness got the best of him because he got distracted. If that starts happening to you, if you start to panic or get overwhelmed or angry or down, then do what Peter did. Cry out to Jesus, Lord, save me. Temptation is experienced as a storm. But it is just a distraction from Jesus and what Jesus wants you to do. When temptation strikes, keep your eyes on Jesus by prayer, and then do what he told you to do. Don't pay attention to the storm. It's just a distraction, nothing more. And if we focus on what Jesus told us to do, we can do the impossible. We can walk on water. Fix your gaze on Jesus. Trust him. Do what he told you to do, because the storm will pass and you will have peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, what caught your attention with this meditation, Teresa?
I was just thinking about it from, I think, I look at it from my perspective, and I'm like, well, Peter was an apostle. He was with Christ, and we know that he walks on water. We know Christ walks on water, and there's nothing scary about that. But actually putting myself in Peter's shoes and imagining the storm, imagining the water, imagining walking on water. I know for a fact that I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of the ocean. I'm afraid of water in general. I don't like lakes, let alone at night, let alone in a storm. And I think when we put all of that together, we realize the actual depth of that faith that it took to actually step out onto the water in the storm. Because like you said, it does look like sudden death. It looks like a terrible death on the water. And I think we look at him falling for a moment, like that's the problem. But the fear is so great. And I think that helps us take away our own excuses when we think, well, just I'm too consumed with fear. My problems are too great. I am too scared, and that's all I can see. Because certainly Peter was afraid. Certainly there was so much to be afraid about, at the very least. And that didn't change the fact that Jesus was the one who invited him. So I really liked to focus on that. At the end of the day, if Jesus calls you, he will make it possible.
Yeah. And he has called us, every person.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us has been entrusted with the responsibilities for today. We just need to do our responsibilities for today. How much of our being overwhelmed, Teresa, do you think comes from looking at the future?
Yeah.
Or by looking at things that are actually not our responsibility.
Or things that aren't actually happening. The amount of things that overwhelm me because I think if I don't do this, this person will hate my guts forever. And I have no idea what's actually going on in their head. And I may or may not be responsible for what they think of me in that regard. Yeah. But I build up these battles that aren't even happening. So there are storms that are entirely in my head.
I would say most of the storms are in our head or beyond our scope of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a lot of people praying with us, listening to this conversation, who are going through real storms of chronic, serious, terminal illness, grave struggles for family members, deep struggles at in their profession,
mm-hmm.
Just the internal conflict of temptation or anxiety. But no matter how much the storm rages, God is all powerful. God is all good. He's only asking us to live in the present moment and do what we need, we know we should do right now.
Yeah.
This moment,
mm-hmm.
The next moment, the next moment, the next moment. Just so much of it, of the storm subsides if we just live in the present moment, just the present moment.
At the very least, just endure this storm.
Yeah.
But we kind of compound it. We add our own storms. We think, the storm will never end. I have to be prepared for the future storm, for this thing that might occur. And it's just, if God is calling you to endure the storm, it's this storm right now.
And that's it. So what do you think is the most important resolution, practical takeaway from this meditation? For me, I get so caught up in the future and the weight of the future crushes me. Because I don't know what to do in the future. I don't know how to solve that problem. I don't,
yeah.
But I do know what he's asking of me today.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do that.
It's a bit different from an examination of conscience. This is sitting down when we feel really anxious and just survey our situation and ask which storms are real.
Oh, that's a good point.
What's in my head? What's not happening right now? What's out of my control now? Have I done everything I can do? Then the rest of it's just up to God.
Yeah.
And at least narrowing down our storms to say, what is real? What am I actually being called to right now? Not in the future, not soon, now.
Yeah. Again, it comes back to the present moment.
Mm-hmm. Because the danger in Peter, his life, it was real. But step by step, moment by moment, that was not the moment for him to perish.
Yep. It really is. If we could. But so living in the present moment, it's a virtue that we have to practice. So let's let that be our resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just practice living in the present moment today. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles. Friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.